All right, so we're diving into the Goblins Protocol today.
Yeah.
And, you know, getting into the nitty-gritty of this interface fee.
Yeah.
Because, like, I got to say, when I first saw that, I was like, what is this? On top of gas.
Right.
What's going on here?
Yeah, I think a lot of people, when they first look at the Goblins Protocol, they see that point, that 0.25% fee, and it's like, wait a minute, on top of gas, what is this?
Yeah.
But it's actually really interesting when you dig down into it, what it's all about.
Okay. So break it down for us.
Yeah. So essentially, you know, they're trying to keep this platform updated. They're trying to keep it secure. They're trying to bring new people into it.
Right.
That takes money. That takes resources. And so this 0.25% interface fee is essentially funding all of that.
So instead of thinking of it like, oh, another fee, another thing I got to pay, it's more like, okay, this is contributing back to the platform. This is helping it grow.
It's an investment. Exactly.
Which in the long run will benefit me, benefit other people using it, benefit the whole ecosystem.
And I think one of the things that's nice about the Goblins Protocol is that they are very transparent about it. A lot of times you'll see this kind of stuff buried, you know, pages down in the documentation.
Mm-hmm.
You really have to go looking for it. Here, it's right there, front and center. When you're making a swap, you can see exactly what that fee is going to be.
Yeah, no surprises.
No surprises, exactly.
Yeah, just so important in DeFi.
Absolutely. You want to know what you're getting into.
Exactly, exactly. Okay, so you mentioned it applies to most token swaps, but not all. So what's the deal with that?
Right. So there are a couple of key exemptions to this interface fee, and they seem very deliberate in terms of how they've set this up.
Okay.
So the first one, and this is a big one, is stable coins. So if you're swapping, say, USDT for USDC, there is no interface fee.
Oh, interesting.
So they're encouraging stablecoin swaps. And, you know, when you think about it, that makes sense, right? Stablecoins, that's where a lot of the volume is. It's where a lot of the liquidity is. And they want to be competitive in that space.
Yeah, makes sense. What about this Bitcoin Cash exemption I've heard whispers about?
Yeah. So the other one, and this is more specific, is for Bitcoin Cash derivatives. So if you're wrapping your Bitcoin Cash, you know, converting it to WBCH or other derivatives,
okay,
that is also exempt from the interface fee.
Interesting. So they're trying to incentivize people to bring their Bitcoin Cash over to the Goblins Protocol,
mm-hmm.
maybe attract a specific kind of trader, maybe a specific community.
Yeah, it's all about attracting certain kinds of users and encouraging certain behaviors,
yeah.
right? And I think this is a great example of how, you know, really understanding the fee structure of a platform
mm-hmm.
can help you make better decisions about how you're going to use it.
It's not just blindly clicking through and, oh, there's a fee, whatever. It's like, actually, no, this fee is telling me something about how this platform is run and what they're trying to achieve.
Exactly. Yeah, think about it.
Interesting. So I guess the takeaway here is for anybody, you know, getting deep into DeFi, don't just look at the numbers. Look at the why behind the numbers.
Absolutely, yeah, because every platform is different. Every platform's got its own approach, and you have to kind of unpack that to figure out if it's the right fit for you.
That's a great point to end on, I think. Always do your own research. All right, thanks for breaking that down.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll be back with another deep dive soon.